Kia ora, koutou everyone. I hope you're doing okay in your little bubbles. Let's see what happens. This is a new podcast that I wanted to try out to explore how mamas are going about being at home. Their triumphs, their tribulations, their explorations and uncoverings of what life is like in their bubbles, whilst trying to work from home, grieve their old working life, look after their tamariki, juggle roles with partners and Fano. And I am really privileged to spend some time with my lovely friend Jana from the McPherson Diaries. She is mum of two. She is an amazing cook, a photographer, and a really good friend of mine. So, hare mai, Jana.
Hi, Jane. Yeah. What a lovely intro.
How are we going? What's what's going down? Have you been shopping, going to nightclubs?
You know it. Flat whites, espresso martinos. Exactly.
Are we in week three? Week three.
God, I don't know. I don't even know what day
it is. I don't even know what hour it is anymore.
It's actually my birthday tomorrow, so that's going to be a funny phenomenon.
OMG. That's very exciting. I've had a birthday in lockdown. It was interesting. I did give myself some time away on my own, though. But
that's interesting, what we desire on a lockdown birthday.
So the first thing I thought I'd ask everyone is the question of how are you? And then now how are you? Now how really are you?
Well, at the moment, I'm sitting on my bed and the sun is streaming in and my lovely dog is staring at me, wondering what the heck is going on, with a nice friendly face. And I feel good. I've just been for a walk down by the river and the leaves are changing colour. But the how are you part is I'm still really shaky, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like I still feel on edge and and a mixture of sort of anxiety and grief, I suppose. And it's often when strangers ask me how I am that I really realise that actually probably not that good, but coping.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So how has it changed for you? So you have two babies at home. What did it used to look like? So did they go to daycare? Were you alone a lot of the time during the day?
I've got a 3-year-old and a just turned 5 last week ago, and they both went to daycare 4 and 5 days. So my son would go 5 days a week, which is great because he is high energy and he's very busy. He is also autistic, so that means there's sort of extra planning, etc., that goes on with him. So I would work when they would go to daycare, and I would also try and do a tiny bit of self-care during that time as well.
Yeah.
So they don't go to daycare on lockdown, so they are here all the time. But it's actually been a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I cried big tears that Monday when Jacinda made the announcement, just that our normal support systems, we weren't going to be able to engage with. And daycare is a massive one of those for me.
Yeah.
Knowing that my children, but especially Hunter, goes to a place that he enjoys and that challenges him daily. I was pretty nervous.
And how has it been? So you were nervous before, because I felt that same thing. I burst into tears when she said level 4 tomorrow, and I was really anxious. But how has it changed? Is it still there? Has it kind of softened a little bit?
It has. It's really softened, actually. I think we've found rhythm and routine, and I was really big on doing that right from the beginning, and I made little visual cues even on what that would look like for the kids. I think my cat is trying to get out of a cupboard. This is really, really mum life, right?
I love it. This is what it is, man.
Oh my goodness.
I put a ladder against my door so no one can come in. Thus. I love it.
So I don't have children here, but I have a cat and a dog that will keep me on my toes every opportunity.
I was going to start singing some like lift music or something. the cues thing, it's really interesting, eh? Because I'm a real routine person anyway. I need it for my sanity. And that constant message from online is get into a bloody routine. You know, start. I in my calendar I try and do even every hour what I'm going to do, even if it goes out the window. It's like, right, I can look at it and go, right, what am I going to do? Definitely.
And I think it's both parts. It's actually the adults and the children in our house that naturally now rely on that routine.
Yeah.
And so for ours, we even have tiny little things that others might not think that we do the same, getting out of our pajamas and brushing our teeth at the same time, because that helps them know what's coming next.
And they look to us for that stuff, hey, they really do. When we want to melt down in the floor and start drinking tequila at 9:30 a.m. we kind of have to go, right, I've got to be a bit of a captain of a ship here, and you know, I can go and fall apart later on my own in the shower, but I have to do some of that stuff right now. So how have you managed to juggle roles? Have they changed? Have they been surprising?
Yeah, we've settled into it. It took a long time. Well, not a long time. It took some trial and error and a few days and some conversations. But yeah, so I'm now able to step back a lot, and I go for a walk every morning, and my daughter is very clingy to me, but she now just waves me off and says bye-bye, because she knows that I'm coming back. I'm able to get some me time to do some exercise, and then my husband takes the kids out of the house so that I can then do some work as soon as I come back from doing that. And he realizes that it's work. It's not just, you know, me playing on the internet.
You hiding in the room drinking wine.
I mean, I do love that also.
Which is fine, absolutely fine. I'm all about all the chocolate all the time at the minute. So, you know, do what you can, do what you can. And the biggest message I also received and heard loudly was, you do what you can to get through the day. So that's, you know, you don't feel bad if you stick the TV on. Don't feel bad if you have to go and leave your children for 5 minutes because you need to just walk around the garden and breathe. And I also think I don't know, those roles are really interesting. I've had lots of conversations about, you know, that I find that whole invisible, in inverted commas, role, jobs really interesting. Those jobs that we all do, usually women, that others don't see us do. And how it's like, oh, that goes there to become that. Oh, I didn't realise.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The invisible, it's sort of just ingrained without us even knowing that it's happening.
I often
wonder what the differences are in same-sex couples. I honestly often wonder what the differences are.
Well, we'll be discovering that in a few days when I do one.
I'm keen to hear.
Yeah. So the next kind of thing I was thinking of talking about was, what do you... And I know it's only been a couple of weeks, but what do you not want to go back to? So if I waved a wand and we returned, because it will never kind of really be the same again.
But no, I agree.
What do you not want to reintroduce?
I think I have learnt personally to slow down to, yes, routine is good and yes, structure is good, but actually slow down and look at those little moments even more than I used to before. Actually look at my dog's eyes when we're going for a walk. Actually look at him. And I know that might sound really strange, but gosh, he's so happy when we do that. And actually just bask in the joy of happiness of your four-legged furry friend having a really good time.
Having a bloody good time.
I suppose I use the dog because, you know, we can all look at our children playing and look at that and have a really good time. But I think taking it even smaller than that, yes, we look at the leaves changing colour and benefit from that, but actually stopping and looking at that and smelling that and hearing that. And it's beauty that I used to see every day in a slightly different lens, I suppose.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, totally. So what have you learned about yourself either they're ugly, they're lovely, they're not, you know, anything that you've kind of gone, oh, look at that?
I suppose that the structureness that we were talking about before, that is really needed for me, probably. I've been exercising every day. When I would exercise every day the kids weren't here, which was 4 days a week. And now I realize that 6 days a week, and more likely 7 days a week, I'm exercising at the moment, and I've never felt better in terms of being out in the fresh air and enjoying that. And I suppose I've put myself first, and that doesn't happen a lot, but you realize that when you're with your family for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you've got to have a little bit of time for yourself carved out. So to put yourself first for that. And I really probably haven't done that for, I'd say, about 5 years.
Yeah. It's really interesting how something like this makes us slightly alter or look at what it is we're doing. I think also around the role stuff, you know, it's like, you know, you said, we've kind of settled into working out what it is we do. I think for me, some of that is that, about that control of how I do things, you know, that I remember kind of trying to let go when she was a newborn. It's like, no, somebody else in the house does it slightly differently, and that's all right. That is all right. I don't know, for you, you've got extra needs going on there. But it is, it's like, I get really freaked out if I don't know what I'm doing from 1 minute to the next, but actually being reminded of other people saying, you don't have to have it all carved out. Like, just sit on the floor and look at some stones. Or lie on the garden, the grass when it's raining and get muddy. Like, who cares? Who cares?
Or the other day I set up a lovely activity for my children. I'm going to paint the picture for you, Jane. The sun's coming down. I've set up a nice little table outside. I've got these two little trays of newspaper and glue for my children. I've blown up some balloons. We're going to do paper mache. And one child looks at the glue and decides that that is not going anywhere near their fingers. The other child does it for about 3 minutes. And I spend the next 45 minutes happily paper macheing two balloons.
Well, that's the thing. I love it. And, you know, your phone's there waiting for that Instagram-worthy moment. It just goes to shit.
But you know what? The next day, I sat at the table by myself and paper-mache'd those balloons another coat because there was something in it that made me feel good.
Yeah, no, totally. I sat and coloured in an egg box this morning and
she
couldn't give a shit. And I was like, I'm doing this. You can do whatever you like.
Yes. Yes, and to let ourselves do that and not think, what am I getting out of it? What is the end result of this? I'm just enjoying this very moment, listening to a podcast and putting my hands in glue.
No, it is really important. What are you, and I know we shouldn't, you know, sometimes I feel a bit like, do we, oh, you know, should we really sit and think about what it is we're missing? But I think the whole missing thing is really important because it does make you reflect on what was and what is now. But you know, if I could wave a wand, what would you do today? Then, and that can include not your children.
Oh, I want to see my mum.
Yeah.
She was supposed to come down for Hunter's birthday. It was his 5th birthday last week. Oh, that's got me teary thinking about my mum.
I know. No, it's hard. It's really hard. It's that, but, like, go on.
Yeah. Oh, no, but she has sent me a bottle of rosé, so we are going to have a glass of rosé together tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think it's as hard for her as it actually is for me.
Yeah.
And that's probably that funny thing when you are the child and the parent, isn't it? Because, you know, you want your child to be happy and you want your parents to be happy as well.
Yeah.
It's the middle ground.
Yeah.
So I miss my mum.
Yeah, I know. It's that whole, I suppose it's also that whole, you know, the thing about tactile, being able to touch people. Mm. And I was sitting watching a film the other night, and this shows how grief and trauma works really weirdly. Like every film we've been watching at night or series on Netflix, we've been like, oh, they're touching each other. Oh God, they're going to look at how close people stand in films.
Yes.
What are you doing? And that will be really weird for all of us when it's reintroduced. Because I reckon what will happen is we'll go, you know, up a level, back down a level, up a level, up another level, back down a level. And that whole back and forth will add to that. What are we allowed to do? What are we not allowed to do? And trying to explain that to kids is really hard, interesting, surprising, some of the things that comes out of our children's mouths, you know, and they pick up on. Yeah, really interesting. So for me, like watching you online, like you are one of the people I go to look at to make me want to eat everything on your page.
That's
very kind. No, it's good. do you have any like top tips for parents that that you found really helpful that always stick in your mind?
Yeah, what's been getting me really through is cook once to eat twice. So either make one dish and make it huge, and either freeze half or have half the next day for your next meal, be it lunch or dinner, or cook an extra portion of rice and, you know, you have your rice with your curry that night and then you have fried rice the next day. So don't just cook half a bag of pasta, because you're going to have to cook another half a bag of pasta in 2 days' time, right? Yeah, yeah. So cook the whole bag of pasta and, you know, think about the ways that you're going to purpose that. It has made such a big difference.
Yeah.
Even just having that macaroni, that packet of, well, not packet, that container of macaroni cheese that we made that's in the freezer that you know can be ready in 10 minutes' time, it's a lifesaver, honestly. Because kids at home can eat a lot, can't they?
Just waving. I love it when my child, I forgot to lock the door. Oh, hi, Minnie. can you wait for me? 5 minutes. Two secs. I love it. Life in reality. You're tired. Oh, that's awesome. 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I love real life. and on a final note, give us something you're watching.
We watch a lot. What was the one we just finished? The Stranger.
Oh, that's on my list.
The Stranger was really good. But do you know what's on Sky that's really good? If you've got Sky, The Affair, because it's really long. It's like 5 series long. And I've already seen it, but it's on at the moment, and it's really good.
You know what made me laugh? People were like, it's really long because we ain't ever getting
because we aren't
going to be here forever. Yeah, I know. Oh my god.
I mean, everyone's already seen Tiger King. If you haven't so, oh my gosh, I know, you must see it. Tiger King.
I'm saving it.
It will be amazing. I mean, I don't even want to tell you anything about it because you have to watch the whole thing. You can't do double screening because you turn away for 2 seconds and someone's killed something, someone's killed someone else, there's an unusual marriage going on. It's beautiful and shocking at the same time.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate the conversation. And what are you going to do now? What are you doing right now?
Go and do some cooking. I've got some quinces that we have foraged for, and so I'm gonna go and cook them, experiment with them.
Awesome. Well, I will speak
Thanks,
to you
Jane.
Very soon, my
it's
love.
It's been lovely.
It's been lovely. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.